Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good day. The feelings will come from Molly Page, who is here. I feel like I must underscore her presence, given all the publicity she's gotten this week, Kenny. It's like, this is a big deal. Molly Page is on the Good Day program. Wow, 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 wow.
Well, we all got the publicity, and as Kenny said, they spelled everybody's name right.
So. Yeah, let's hear it for having your name spelled correctly. Okay, our poll this week, as usual, starting on Friday, focusing on the top 10 talk topics of the week. They were what happened in Baltimore as an aftermath, presidential prospects, the Clinton family under scrutiny again, the profit drawing contest and Ms. Geller, the president's trade deal, the drought in the western part of the country, the Supreme Court, and what it's up to, what it isn't up to, the immigration issue. I find that to be pretty interesting, frankly. I've always, in terms of issues, been on top of the immigration issue. And for those of you who think that the Mexicans are the biggest problem we have, you ought to think that over again, because according to the most recent statistics, the number one problem when it comes to illegal immigration in our country is not the people coming from Mexico.
The Canadians.
Yeah, those rotten Canadians need to go back
home.
No,
something.
Actually, it's from China. There are more people entering this country illegally from China than from Mexico.
I did not know that.
These days. And where it costs $3,000 to $5,000 to get in here illegally, if you hire somebody to help you or just to expedite it, the people coming across the border from the south, $3,000 to $5,000. If you're coming in from China, it'll probably cost you $10,000, maybe $12,000, maybe $14,000 to get into our country from China. How do you like them apples? That is something that you weren't expecting to hear, probably, right?
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know you are. Kenny, you surprised?
I am.
Ah, so there we are. Shocked! Dismayed!
He doesn't sound as shocked.
Horrified!
As
I don't sound like I'm shocked?
No, I mean, I guess we probably shouldn't be horrified.
No.
Right? I mean, it just is.
Yeah, we should be horrified because all these people coming into our country, no matter where they're coming from,
they love us.
They're here screwing
they
up our country.
Us.
No, they may love us, but they're screwing up the country in terms of how we decide who gets what jobs, who's on welfare, and how much it costs the taxpayer to take care of all of this stuff.
Well, we should sort that out because they're not going to stop coming.
Well, we that's a rather dismaying look
that's
at the
crazy talk.
Yeah, come on. Who do you think you are?
They love us. They're going to keep coming here.
I know, isn't it
they
great?
They like being with us. We have hamburgers.
Right.
You know.
We do. We have
fries.
Good ones and bad ones.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Wendy's having a hard time. They're going to shut down a number of their stores. What did I see? 400 Wendy's stores are being shut down around the country. Horrors.
Everyone wants their hamburgers?
Yep. No, they don't want it. They want Chinese hamburgers. That's what they want. Chinese hamburger. That's what we need to be focused on.
Sounds delicious at this hour.
All right, so that's the poll at DougStephan.com over the weekend. Tell us what you're thinking. The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com had to do with sharing the highways with self-driving trucks. Mm-hmm. This story, you see that story at DougStephan.com? How do you feel about sharing the highways with a truck that doesn't have a driver in it? Look over and look up there.
Well,
the good thing is,
there's a driver in it.
Well, but sooner or later.
He's not paying any attention. He's texting.
No, you know what?
Scrabble,
this will give him more opportunity. If you're in the passenger seat or other attractive women in the passenger seat of cars that are passing these trucks, now the drivers can really focus on looking down.
And harassing you.
Yeah, right. It'll be much easier for that
Fantastic.
To happen now.
Fantastic.
Under the circumstances. Anyway, so how did this shake out? 47% of you said you didn't like the idea of trucks on the road with nobody that you could see in control. 26% said seems like a bunch of lawsuits waiting to happen. 15% said I'll feel better about it when they've had some successful test runs. Let's see here. 7% said, what's the big deal? It's like cruise control. And And 6% of you said, we live in amazing times. And that's true. After all, look at what happened in London yesterday, where Prime Minister David Cameron and his party won a, according to the news media, surprisingly solid victory in the general election. So let's see here. They will win an overall majority in Parliament. And even if they don't get that, Mr. Cameron appears all but certain to remain Prime Minister. The two smaller parties there will have to work with him on the minority versus majority government, Labour Party, the Tories, and the Whigs. I always love that. The Labour movement, and the Baal movements, and the Conservative. Oh, wait a minute. It's time for a squatty party.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. How clever am I?
You did there.
Yeah, you see that?
That was a smooth move.
Thank you. Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get everything to work smoothly. Here is your last opportunity to help out your mom for Mother's Day. By the way, we're posting, and I would like to hear from people off and on intermittently, if you will, during the entire program today at 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or to Molly or Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny has posted the following question, and I would ask it, I really would like to solicit this from all of you. What was the best advice your mother ever gave you? The best advice your mom ever put forth? What was it, or maybe continuing, what is it that your mother says to you that you can ring the bell to? 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. I want to know, and so does the rest of the world. What
are you
going
to share yours?
The best advice, well, mine will be pretty short because I'm not real sure. My mother wasn't big on advice because of what was going on in her life. She lived a pretty sad, almost pathetic life, at least as far as I could tell in the years that I was around her. And her life ended early. And I don't remember, frankly, ever getting any advice from my mother that I took. The advice that I took from the relationship that I saw her in with my father was to make sure if you get married, you marry the right person. I would say that would be the best advice I get from my mother's circumstances.
Do you think on a day that's coming up, Mother's Day?
Yeah.
People are pressured because not everybody has a great relationship with their mom and with their family. Do you think it brings a bit of shame and discomfort
for
those who don't have the perfect...
Not any more than Thanksgiving and maybe Christmas in terms of having conversations with the family, but maybe here it's more focused on mothers. It's an artificially created, as my daughter says, a Hallmark holiday. And here, look at me. Yeah. I'm getting on a plane later today to fly to Los Angeles to spend Mother's Day with my daughter, who is a mother, for the first time this Mother's Day. So I'm acknowledging that there's something to it, I guess, by doing that. Having said that, though...
it's never brought up. Just Mother's Day is supposed to be wonderful.
It is. And you think about your mom and think about... Maybe it's best put into a context of how you would like your relationship with your mother to be or have been. How's that? What can you help? My daughter... had a great relationship with her mother most of the time. Both my children did. And so there is, and there will be a tear because her mother's no longer here and she wishes that her mother were here to share in the privilege of having this great grandson that I have and this great son that my daughter has. That would have been great. Her mother would have been a great grandmother. and would have helped a lot, but that wasn't in the cards. So, under the circumstances, Megan will, she'll, what she'll do is pass it off as a Hallmark thing, but she'll really like the attention that she gets as a mother for the first time. It's a whole new role for her. And she's doing marvelously at it, much better than her brother and I thought. And I don't mean that in a negative sense, but Megan,
she has those instincts,
She has become, she's not been, well, let's just say that she gets worked up with a dog. She has two dogs, and they have fared interestingly well under her tutelage and her guidance, but not that she's very focused on all the minutia and wants to get all the details right about the dogs. But when it came to her son, she's just really realistic about it, and that's really what's gratifying, frankly. So, anyway, under the circumstances, let me get back to giving your mom a squatty potty for Mother's Day. She will thank you this week, this month, this year, year round. It'll be something that she is gratified to have. She may or may not tell all of her friends about it, and you may or may not tell all of your friends that you got your mother a squatty potty for your mother. It was created, designed, if you will, to help with constipation and hemorrhoids, things that happen to women when they have a lot of children. Or it is basically acknowledging that this is the natural way you're supposed to sit when you eliminate. That's it. The rest of the world uses that squatting position much more so than we do here in our society. The Western Hemisphere does things differently than the Eastern Hemisphere. So squatty potty allows you to sort of do that Eastern thing, if you will. Squat fully, relax your colon, resulting in an easier, more complete elimination process. That's what squatty potty is all about. Engineered so you can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting. When you're not using it, it fits right under the toilet. Doctor recommended, really, really works. So if you're interested in doing this, you better get on the horn, or better yet, you're texting this code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511, or you can go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get a Squatty Potty there, or you can go online to SquattyPotty.com and get one there. But you won't save 20% by doing it that way. You'll save 20% by texting the code Doug to 511-511. That's the way you save 20%. Do it today. Do it now. Text the word Doug to 511-511 and get one of these squatty potties for your mom for Mother's Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. TELUS here. The pioneering cloud communications is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telusphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Know-how. Don't let an overheating car turn your summer road trip with the guys into four dudes in a sauna. Grab some Napa Extended Life 50-50 antifreeze and coolant for only $5.99 a gallon. For just $5.99, you can keep your engine temp where it should be. Because it's a road trip, not a side of the road trip. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Mother's Day is upon us. Don't forget to tell us what the best advice is your mom ever gave to you. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Everything is great. Everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand.
Everything is perfect. It's falling into place. I can't see this smile.
Don't we all love the Muppets? Well, if you love them in general, I have a reason for you to love them more specifically. It's our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, which features Kermit and Miss Piggy as they appear on the Mental Floss YouTube channel as part of their popular list series. In the video, Kermit and Miss Piggy share 20 facts about the Muppets that you might not know. Here's an example, but you gotta see the video, but here's a little audio from the video of the day.
Miss Piggy.
Hi there, Elias. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Elias. And to all of those millions of fans out there watching, I love you all, and I'm thrilled to be visiting with you personally via YouTube. Okay, y'all, let's get a move on. I'm late for Pilates.
So let's start with a little Muppet history. The first newspaper ever to print the word Muppet was the Washington Post in 1955.
You know, that's right. A few of the Muppets, including myself, made our first ever appearances on a show called Salmon Friends, and it was on WRC-TV in Washington, D.C.
Really? I didn't know that. And, 1955?
Sort of about,
heavenly days, me.
In 1965.
All right, sorry, but that's a little sample of what you can get. There are 20 different facts on the Muppets that you can see in the video of the day today, including the fact they started in the mid-50s. I never knew that. Kenny, did you know that?
I had no idea, no.
When's the first time you saw them? What do you remember about the first video or anything you saw about the Muppets?
Oh, it had to be when they would make appearances on Sesame Street.
Yeah, right. How about you, Mal? What's your first memory of the Muppets?
I think that is about the same, and I really loved Miss Piggy as a kid. So one year for my birthday, my mom got me a Miss Piggy cake.
There you go. All right, time for some fun at 25 after the hour from the Late Night Monologue, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Amazon has just dropped girl and boy from describing children's toys. The toys are now all under one category, crap made in China.
There you go. All right. I'll save that for our Made in China segment. All right. Jimmy Fallon now with a joke about Mrs. Clinton.
According to a new poll, 48% of Americans believe that Hillary Clinton is honest and trustworthy. Then Hillary was like, actually, I just made that poll up. I heard that Bill Clinton is going to speak at Univision's network presentation next week and participate in a Q&A. Apparently, he wants to connect with Latino voters in an effort to help Hillary. Well, that, and it's one step closer to meeting Sofia Vergara.
That stuff's getting old with Bill Clinton. He's not funny. He just isn't funny. All right, David Letterman, going out now, deserves our attention, so we'll spend whatever time we have left here on Mr. Letterman.
The New England Patriots, the NFL now claims that the Patriots, here is the official wording, the Patriots, more probably than not,
yes,
deflated footballs. And I said, I'm sorry, that's just not vague enough for me.
Ah.
There apparently are incriminating texts and emails about what they call Deflategate. Earlier today, Hillary announced that she would be happy to delete them. By the way, this raises an interesting question. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, which way does the commissioner look if he's already looking the other way? If Hillary Clinton, running for president of the United States, wants to be president, I think this is unprecedented. It's not a bad idea. It's just never been done before. On Mother's Day, she draws the numbers of mothers out of hats or something, and then she will call random mothers on Mother's Day to say hello. Five mothers on Mother's Day will be getting a call from Hillary Clinton. Well, we see right through that, right? It's a campaign tactic. And sometimes they backfire, because I can remember a few years ago, a guy named Anthony Weiner. He sent out some greetings to people.
Didn't work. Right? Wiener. Man. Imagine Mrs. Clinton and Wiener's name in the same sentence. Who would have thought that? 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, should the Penn Organization give an award to Charlie Hebdo's surviving editors, notwithstanding that the magazine so vilified Mohammedan cartoons?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Should an American literary group honor the surviving editors of Charlie Hebdo after 12 of them were killed by Islamic extremists? Or no, because the magazine vilified Muhammad?
Come on, Rusty is absolutely right. I know a lot of the writers involved who signed the statement. I think it's really regrettable once you put a but afterwards. On the one hand, the facts of the matter are that Charlie Hebdo is an equal opportunity offender. Not the protocols of the elders of Zion. I mean, it skewered Christians, it skewered all kinds of people. But that's beside the point.
Equal to Muhammad?
Actually, there's been an analysis of it. Many more anti-Christian covers and cartoons than anti-certain kind of Islam. But I think when people put a but after, I'm sorry they died, but I think the terrorists win, in my view.
They have a point, but I think Solomon Rushdie's larger point is the one I think we all agree on, which is anytime that you have a but and you say that you have freedom of speech, but I think anything after the but sort of refutes the notion that you have freedom of speech. If Charlie Hebdo wants to do offensive things, I might not like it. I might not like their depiction of Muhammad, but they have a free right of expression that I might not agree with, but they have the right to do it.
Thanks for listening. That was your Both Sides Minute today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. 205.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good week, good month, good holiday, good weekend. This is the Good Day program. Hello, I have a smile in my voice today because I'm in the presence of greatness. Kenny Kessler.
Yay!
Molly Page.
Hooray!
Really? And Jay Martin, who is following us on Facebook and has this to say about his mother, because we're asking you to tell us the best advice your mother ever gave me. Jay's mother said to learn something new every day of your life, or if you've wasted a day in your life, it's not. Well, how many of us feel like every day we accomplish something? I'm fortunate. I feel that way pretty much every single, and I'm frustrated if I don't. Kenny, what about you?
I try to, but I have those days where I do get frustrated.
Do you feel like you've wasted a day? Like Jay's mother says, if you didn't learn something new every day, you've wasted a day.
No.
So, do you feel that way? No? Yes?
No, I'm usually too busy to ever have the luxury to waste a day.
Ah, there you go. And so am I. What about you, Mal?
Do I learn something every day? Yeah, I don't set the bar really high.
Well, but what you do for a living allows us all. What we do for a living allows us to have access to a lot more knowledge than most people spend time either getting or interest in. Anyway, Jay says, R.I.P. Rest in peace, Mom. I still have the utmost respect for you. So that's a great way to have. That's something wonderful about mother, and I take my hat off to you, Jay. That was nice. Very nice sentiments. Yeah. Kenny, what else are we getting? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. We've posted to our Facebook and Twitter sites a request for you to tell us the best advice that your mother ever gave you.
Jay's comment about Mother's Day is the only thing for that.
Really?
Most of the comments that we're getting are still about Deflategate.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And
it's much more important than Mother's Day, right?
Well, it's funny because a surprising number of them also are from people who don't care. but they want to take the time to say, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Or why are you talking about this?
Well, the network news was trained on him last night when he was going to go speak.
Yeah.
They were. Tom Brady's going to be approaching the microphone at any moment. And
oh,
you would have thought it was a national presidential emergency, and we're waiting for the president. It was ridiculous. Yeah,
it is. That stuff is ridiculous, and yet we continue to fall for this sort of stuff. Kind of reminds me of a couple of sort of inside situations that are worth a moment or two of our time. As you all know, and you can tell, we make our living on the radio here, and every once in a while there are very interesting stories that come up about other people who are on the radio. So I refer to this, as Paul Harvey did, as Shop Talk, the story of Kimberly and Beck. You may remember them. They were fired last year after they did a 12-minute bit about a new health coverage policy on transgender people. They said, quote, if you're one of these folks, you're probably a nut job. Okay. What do you suppose they said about Bruce Jenner this year? Anyway, so they're making radio news again. They're on a radio station in Rochester, which is a pretty good radio station. The fellow in the focus was a man named John Barletta, who was one of their audience, one of the people listening to the program. He was arrested, it turned out, on Monday on DWI charges. But Wednesday afternoon, he phoned in to this radio program to talk about having been arrested under DWI charges. During the conversation, he said enough about driving his daughter to school that morning that triggered a second arrest. The police were listening. Apparently, he was drunk when he was on the air, and said he had been drunk while he drove his daughter to school after having been charged the day before with driving under the influence.
His mom did not give him good advice.
So the police went to his house and arrested him. He had a .22 blood alcohol level. And legitimate or legal intoxication is .08, right? So it's almost three times.
Yeah, he would.
And
be
he pissed. Drives his daughter to school, and he calls the radio program and tells them. So the police are listening to the radio program, and they go to the guy's house and arrest him. How do you like that? That's a pretty. That was radio at work. Bob Uecker, another Shop Talk item that is a little more amusing. You know, he does the play-by-play for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's the big guy on the broadcast team there. He and the other members of the broadcast team were stuck in the booth either yesterday or the day before because the door handle to the booth broke.
Oh, wow.
They couldn't get in.
How long were they stuck there?
For the game, till they somebody got the door open.
Nice.
He's a funny guy. Pretty capable of improvising. He said on the air, quote, a man just came up the ladder right in front of us. I'm serious. You're the next contestant on Brewers Hits. He said, he's a funny, you had to, we probably could find the audio for that, Kenny, and maybe post it. Anyway, we've posted other things, and the mother's thing would be something we'd like to hear from you about. Okay, so what other stuff? You've got the Patriots and the baseballs. There's nothing about politics on our Twitter and Facebook page. That shocks me. Good Lord.
Sure. There's some things on the presidential sweepstakes.
Ah, okay. All right, so, but it's the usual stuff. Or most of the things I've seen this week have all been sort of taking shots at Ms. Fiorella and Huckabee because they're irrelevant and they don't think they have a chance. That pretty much is the drift if you check those out. And I wonder, Santorum's supposedly getting in this weekend, right? And there's another one.
Still a couple weeks away.
A couple of weeks away. Another irrelevancy. Anyway, everybody's got their own little reason for getting in. San Francisco District Attorney expanding an inquiry today into whether the city's police. Say that again, Doug. Well, you know what? I get paid by the word, and I was actually putting two words together, police and sheriff. So the police departments have a systematic culture of bias. One more. Here we go. Another city looking at more problems in race relations. They've made a lot of unlawful arrests and prosecutions, apparently. So they're looking into it now. There's been a lot of complaints. Justice Department says it's looking into the Baltimore situation. Unconstitutional policing is the focus. There are a lot of people in Pittsburgh who are interested today in the settlement yesterday. The lawsuit claimed discrimination against blacks when it came to people trying to find a job with the police department, that they were overlooked. Blacks say they were overlooked for jobs as police and support staff at the Pittsburgh Police Department. Why are people so prejudiced? And why are we allowing this to get? I mean, think about what these prejudices mean to the taxpayers in Pittsburgh, to Baltimore, to San Francisco, and however many other communities, Ferguson, Cleveland, you name it, Washington, Baltimore, all of these places, the taxpayers are going to have to ante up tens of millions of dollars to pay. Look what they did in Chicago this week. $5 million set aside to pay off the claims, some 200 of them, against one bad police officer who had been doing outrageous things for 20 years.
So why do you think that is? Do you think because when they hear the settlement, the police department's paying the settlement, they think the police department's paying the settlement and they're not putting it together that it's coming
apparently,
out of citizens'
I would
pockets?
Be outraged if it were me and I was in a community that had this kind of bias and this kind of trouble and the taxpayer were having to shell out this kind of dough because we have bad policemen, bad management of the police. I mean, the police chief should get fired for allowing this guy to stay on for 20 years when there were complaints on top of complaints. 200 complaints against this guy that they settled. Never mind
so
how many other complaints there were.
I mean, when, you know, again, the fish rots from the head down. Yeah. It must be inclusive.
Man.
In the force for that to happen. So do the citizens just not want to, you know, digest this, accept it?
Yeah.
You want to stand by the police no matter what? What's
not me.
The reason?
I'm not standing by them. Got a bad one, get rid of them. Otherwise, I have no respect for you if you cover up dirty bad. It's like the priests that the monsignors and the
exactly.
bishops and the
yeah.
cardinals were covering up for decades. Those yeah. people should be in jail along with the people that perpetrated all that stuff.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for agreeing. These 17
yeah,
before
sorry.
You are. Listen up, please.
Okay.
To this important message about your heart. You got to have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Dr. Ken Kronos would tell you that there are 60,000? 60,000 miles of plumbing in your body between the arteries, the veins, the capillaries, those little things. When you cut yourself, I cut my hand yesterday on the farm, and you wonder, okay, a little blood comes out of your skin. Where does that come from? It comes from those little teensy weeny supply channels that are bringing blood to every extremity of your body. So is it getting there well, or is it having a problem? Ladies, this is a good, actually, opportunity for me to get you to think about Mother's Day and what you can do for your mom. Remember, there are more women now who have heart problems, heart disease, than men in our country. Did you know that? The leading cause of death among women for the first time in the history of our country, where medical records have been kept anyway, in the last 4 or 5 years, has been women dying of heart disease. And the heart disease is caused by poor circulation. So how do you fix that for your mom? Give your mother the gift of love and health for Mother's Day. Call this number, 800-577-8560, and order Heart Factors Plus. It has ingredients which improve your cardiovascular health safely, naturally. That's what you want. That's why Dr. Ken and others have said this is a great way to blend the traditional medicine with the new medicine, because the research has found that the ingredients in Heart Factors Plus will maintain healthy blood pressure levels or bring them down to a place where they are healthy. It'll clean out the plumbing, in a manner of speaking, so you have better overall circulation. So what is there that you can't hear in this that makes it beneficial for you to call 800-577-8560 and order Heart Factors Plus for your mother. Do it now, and they'll ship it and get it to you in 24 hours, and you'll have it for your Mother's Day thing. It's a good, it's a great thing to give to your mom. 800-577-8560. It shows your mother you're, I mean, you're going to give her roses. That's right to the heart, right? Flowers, roses especially, are supposed to represent the heart. Love, all that good stuff. I love you, Mom. Don't give her red roses, though, because that's not the... You just give her white roses.
Why?
Because red roses are romantic love.
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference in the love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. There's a pink and white are good for health. Pink's a great health color.
Okay.
So, all right, so those are the ones. That, get that for your mom and get her some Heart Factors Plus as well. Good flowers and good health. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. With Mother's Day quickly approaching, finding the perfect gifts can be difficult. Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with brands for the mom that likes tech. Andrea, what's an ideal gift for the new or expecting mom this year?
Oh, a great gift idea for a new mom is the VTech Safe and Sound VM333 Video Baby Monitor with pan and tilt, because it'll give her peace of mind. Using the parent unit from any room in your house, you can pan the camera 270 degrees or tilt it up and down or even zoom in to get a closer look. I like that it's got automatic night vision, so no need to turn on a light and wake the baby. A talkback intercom lets you hear what's going on and actually use your voice to soothe. And a temperature sensor lets you know if it's too hot or too cold in the room. One parent unit can work with up to four cameras. With a 1,000-foot range and digital transmission for safety, mom doesn't have to miss a moment.
What about something for busy moms?
Oh, the one thing busy moms need besides sleep is battery power, especially for their smartphone. The Incipio off-grid Shine battery case for iPhone 6 means she never needs to go searching for an outlet to charge up. The hard shell case not only protects mom's phone, it can more than double the life of the iPhone battery. And since it's with mom all the time, she'll want it to look sleek and stylish, not add a lot of bulk. So I like the brushed aluminum design. Comes in two colors, great for accessorizing your iPhone. You can find this at Best Buy.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Molly Page and Ken Kessler. Molly has some food news. Actually, I have some too, but let's start with Molly's focus on whole foods versus half foods, quarter foods, eighth foods.
Well, they're known as Whole Paycheck, of course.
They are,
whole
right.
Foods planning to open a new chain of stores geared toward millennials.
Really?
With lower prices. They're getting a lot of competition from a lot of different stores now carrying organic and natural products, and they're seeing, you know, their sales decline slightly. So they say they're building a team that will focus on the new concept, start opening new stores next year, more modern, more streamlined design, lower prices. They want to open about 400 new locations.
Mm. Well,
how do you think it'll do?
I think it'll do fine because millennials are the first generation that I've seen that doesn't take any baloney from anybody. They're not interested in baloney. They're going to change the political landscape of our country. They're not going to fall for the foolishness that comes along the lines of hope and change. They're going to rocket guys like Ron Paul into the forefront. He knows that. He's just biding his time. It's a very, very smart generation, and they want to eat well, and they don't want to pay a lot of money for it, and that's what they're telling Whole Foods. So Whole Foods apparently is the first, but they won't be the last. There'll be a lot of people that'll get in on that. Trader Joe's is, frankly, a great place to go to get... In my opinion, a really good quality food.
They do well with it. Yeah, that's almost the only place I shop now.
Other food news, taking longer than expected for Blue Bell ice cream to make its way back into grocery stores. The Blue Bell production plant in Texas and Oklahoma and Alabama closed because of listeria contamination, or at least they were worried about it. No ice cream being produced there at this time. Meanwhile, an investigation released yesterday shows that Bluebell had evidence of listeria bacteria in the Oklahoma plant. And it goes back a year or so. Company continued to ship ice cream even though they knew that they had a problem. And the food and drug people say it's because of inadequate cleaning. Listeria is a very difficult thing, as I've said many times, to get rid of. So I give them a little benefit of the doubt here. 51 after on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you asking questions about what's going on in the world today? Are you asking yourself, what am I doing for my mom for Mother's Day? I'm asking for you to tell us the best advice that you ever got from your mom at 888-302-3684 or on facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. It's time for us to celebrate in a big way. I guess we need to have, who did that? Casey and the Sunshine Band? Who did Celebration? Yeah. All right.
Oh,
so
Celebration was Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang. That's right, too. I always get those two confused for whatever the reason. This weekend, you are celebrating the woman who has tried her best to help provide you with smooth sailing through the years, even in the roughest terrain. Brian Osich has an idea that will let her strut her stuff whilst hitting the road.
For many, moms are the motor or driving force behind the family, and often her car doubles as a mom taxi, shuttling kids to and from school, baseball practice, and dance rehearsals, many times leaving a mess behind. Chevrolet's James Bell says that's why this weekend is the perfect time to show your mom appreciation.
Surprise her with a car wash on Mother's Day. Start by cleaning the inside of her car, remove any toys, books, or DVDs. This also includes smelly soccer cleats or week-old french fries. Vacuum the car's interior and give the exterior a good washing so it shines on Mom's special day.
Bell says there are a few other inexpensive ways to improve Mom's ride.
Change her windshield wipers and get her car's filters replaced. This can help prevent problems she didn't even know she had. Then add some finishing touches. Place an air freshener inside, make her a driving playlist, and fill up her gas tank. You can even leave a card on the front seat with a Jiffy Lube gift certificate inside for future maintenance.
For more, log on to Chevrolet.com. That's 0 to 60 from Chevrolet.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid on QA46030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See storestaples.com for details.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Now, we have a story at DougStefan.com about Microsoft's new ego-killing age-guessing tool. How old are you? If you ask Microsoft, chances are you're probably 36 or something. Microsoft introduced a new website called howold.net that guesses your age, besides being an innovative piece of technology. It's also... it's a fun way for you to waste some time trying to outsmart a computer. The way it works is you upload a photo of yourself or your friend or whomever, maybe Taylor Swift, some celebrity that you like because he or she looks good. The site uses facial recognition and other data to make an intelligent guess of how old you are. Sometimes the site gets it right, but most of the time it errs on either the extremely flattering or ridiculously overshoots the user's age, and people on Twitter are having endless amounts of fun, Kenny, posting their results. So you can check the link. It's been there for a week or so at DougStefan.com. How old are you? Apple! In the news, by the way, Greg is off today. He's celebrating Mother's Day early. Good for him. A defective key component of the Apple Watch prompted Apple to limit availability of the watch. People have been asking all week, what the hey happened? Why is it that they're putting this out? When are they were supposed to start shipping on April 24th, but they put it off for a month or so, Kenny, didn't they?
Yeah, I haven't even seen when, if there's an official...
I think maybe they put it back, they put it to June for whatever the reason. So if you're looking for an Apple Watch, you won't get one for a while. Hard to find a worse technology investment over the last 3.5 years than the Groupon IPO. This week, the pain kept getting real for investors who bought into this hype surrounding the computer pioneer in 2011. Groupon reported first quarter revenue growth 3%, issued a second quarter of a sales forecast that'll be well below Wall Street estimates. They were at $26.11, and now they're $6.34 for.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.